This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Now, David, on the line, we have now got our next guest, someone who's going to talk about something very important, obviously something that's quite out today, considering all the stuff we've been talking about, movies.
Yep.
It's Sarah White, who is the Victoria director of Quit. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Paul.
And welcome back. I believe you've just flown back in.
I have. I actually got in from Kuala Lumpur at 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
So I think I'm okay.
You think you're okay.
We'll be gentle with you, Sarah.
We'll wait and see.
Multiple coffees.
Yeah. Now,
you can be the judge of that.
Okay. So tell us, Sarah, your role at Quit Victoria. What is Quit Victoria? I know everyone knows, but tell us.
So it's the peak body for a field of public health called tobacco control. And what we do is research and assess research coming from around the world to develop policy ideas and also approaches to help people stop smoking. So we did those, well, we still do those big television campaigns.
Yep.
We run the Quit line and then we do advocacy work and community work as well.
Yep. Now, I know one of the people that won this competition that you're going to talk to us about today, that won it for this year's Queer Film Festival. And I saw it and it was a very powerful piece. And
yep.
what a great opportunity for young filmmakers to actually do something that of importance that will be shown before every film at the Queer Film Festival and with a queer slant on it on the ad for Quit as well.
Yeah, look, it's been a fantastic partnership with Thorn Harbour Health and Melbourne Queer Film Festival. When we realised that the smoking rates were much higher in LGBTIQ communities, we thought the best way of trying to understand that and perhaps develop messages that will reach the community is actually working with the community to
yep.
get those messages across. And the little festival, the little competition we ran last year, we were hoping for a winner and we got not one. We actually ended up calling it a draw because
yes.
we had two fantastic films that came that showed really just such an imagination and I think these messages had real cut through with the community around the dangers of smoking and the benefits of quitting.
Yeah, I know Sam, young lad that, and he was very interested because it was very subtle, wasn't it, his ad?
It was beautifully shot and produced. It was really gorgeous. And just a little twist at the end was terrific.
Yep.
And the other film we really couldn't separate was a lady by the name of Millie Hayes.
Yep.
And she did something that was, she had the cigarette that just wouldn't leave the main protagonist alone. So every time, you know, you'd see this woman and the cigarette would be interrupting all these important moments. So instead of being in bed with her partner, she was up talking to the cigarette. But it was just such a different twist on it. It was really imaginative.
Right. And as I said as well, is that it's supporting young filmmakers that it's such a struggle financially for them because it's a world that you really don't make any money out of. And so one, it's giving them a platform and to make a bit of money to move into the future for them.
Yeah, look, there's ticks, just so many positives all round with this competition. As you say, it's so important to support young filmmakers. It gives us content from the community that's going to help the community. It really, we get a lot of a huge exposure through the people that go to the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. There's just, it's a winning all round, really.
Yep. Did you go to any of the films last year? Did you see the reaction?
I know. I saw them when we first announced them and showed them. I saw the reaction at the opening night.
Yep.
I didn't sit in any of the audiences to watch what happened at each of the screenings, but I understand they were received really, really well.
Yeah, and people were talking about it after the films as well. That was interesting point. Now, tell us, what do you actually have to do to enter this competition?
So what we're asking people to do is by the 21st of October, submit some concepts. And that would be open across to young LGBTIQ filmmakers from across Australia.
Yep.
So submit a concept. And the 28th of October, we're going to select four people to get a $6,000 grant each to develop this concept into little films, short films, and some stills.
Yep.
From there, we'll choose a winner.
And then you choose the winner. How do you enter it?
I think there's a website that you submit to. This is where you've got me on the hop from Kuala Lumpur. I haven't got the website in front of me. But if you go and look at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival website, you'll find the information there about how to actually submit the concept.
Yep, okay. It's not long that they've got to submit it, but then again, creative people have to often work really quickly, don't they?
Yeah, and the concept can be very, very simple and very, very short. It could just be a couple of diagrams. It could be just a one or two page written, this is what it would look like, this is what it would do. And the theme is really around how people cope and connect with cigarettes and how we stop that, how we can interrupt that cycle of coping and connecting with cigarettes.
Yep.
Sarah, I find the website people need to go to if they want to enter the competition. So you can actually log on to quit.org.au/quitflix and they'll have all the details of how you can enter at that part, as well as going on to QFF website, which is mqff.com.au. So two different websites.
You've
rescued me. That's okay. Two different websites to access that information. And also it says there, successful applicants could be awarded a grant of up to $6,000. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We'll choose four concepts and each of them will get $6,000 each to develop up the concept to the stage that they have an entry. And then the winner will receive another $6,000 and we'll have a runner-up receiving $3,000.
So what did you do last year, or this year, when you had two winners?
Well, when we got to, we actually have a period of public voting as well. And when we got to the end of it, we really couldn't separate them. We're sort of thinking, oh, gosh, you know, what are we going to do? And then we thought, you know what, let's just
put a bit more money in.
We actually ended up just, you know, completely blowing the budget and giving prize money to two people instead of one. But it was so worth it. It really was. I mean, it was just it's a privilege to be able to support people like Millie.
Sometimes those things are just, you just got to be done, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And it was lovely that there was two winners as well. You know, like I thought that was a nice touch. Yeah.
Look, there were four concepts submitted and all of them were absolutely fantastic. We could have picked up any one of them and run with it.
Yeah.
But these two, we just couldn't split them.
Yeah, and there has to be a winner. Unfortunately, there has to be a winner.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. We're going to have to, I don't know, if it comes up with a dead heat again this year, I'm not sure what we're going to do.
What we're going to do, yeah. Shut your eyes and point. Yeah, like pin a tail on the donkey or something. Okay,
that could be the strategy.
Sarah, lovely to chat with you, and keep up the good fight, because I'm a very anti-smoking person. Have been all my life and had to put up with it back in the era where it was, you know, like people would smoke in your office. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. It's a wonder I haven't got a
passive smoking type of ailment. Yeah. You're looking like a fresh young thing, David, aren't you?
at 21.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.